Let me read you a verse from Psalm 119. I hope will be tonight, will happen also during our meeting. I hope it'll happen. And let me tell you an experience I had about one time when I was a young fellow, real young. I forgot how old now. Maybe in my early teens. But it's amazing what good experience we can have and remember them. But over here, I hope it'll happen to you tonight. And I hope it'll happen during the meeting. But over in Psalm 119, verse 50, David said this. This is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. That word quickened me is revived. This is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. And one of my sweet memories is, and I don't, you know, I don't remember everything. In fact, a lot of that I don't remember. So sometimes make a real impression on me. And I remember one time when I was used to our church, we didn't meet every Sunday for a while. So my daddy was always wanting to go to church. I'm glad he did. Daddy and mom always wanted to be in church. So we would go to either Kyville on the second Sunday, or we go to Shawali down at Poskamp, Mississippi. On the fourth Sunday, we either go to Kyville, or we go to Indian Creek Church down around Brighton, Tennessee. Those are some sweet memories. And then we had service every Sunday night. I remember that. So we did do that. But anyway, one time I went down to Brighton, Tennessee, to Indian Creek Church, and Brother W.G. Johnson was preaching. And he's a sweet old man. He's from Jackson, Tennessee. I don't remember how good a preacher he was. I don't remember that much. He might not have been regarded an able man. I don't even know. He's a real kind man. But anyway, here I am, a young fellow now, maybe 12, 13 years old. When he read a scripture, I just began to weep. I hope this happens during our meeting, and maybe even tonight I hope it'll happen to you. If you don't weep, I hope at least something will hit your heart so hard, it'll thrill you. The Holy Spirit can do that. And here's what I didn't know this was in the Bible. And so Brother Johnson just read this, and immediately my heart was warmed. It's talking about Jesus Christ. It's obviously talking about Jesus Christ. And sometimes I like to preach a sermon from this. I mentioned it to you before. It's been quite a while, but I haven't ever preached a whole sermon on this. But anyway, old Brother Johnson read this. And isn't that a sweet memory? That was a long time ago. That's 60 years ago if I'm 12 years old. And I still remember it. Just beautiful memory. So here's what he read. Just read it. And I've worked going to church for him. Just read it. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And I knew that was Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful experience indeed. So what I want to do tonight is read you a few scriptures that's been on my mind lately. I've been memorizing my new memory. It's over in Colossians chapter 1. I really hope this year I can memorize Colossians 1 and 2. I'm not as ambitious as I used to be on new memory. I did a lot of old review, but I've kind of had to cut my ambition down a little bit on new memory, so I'm hoping to just get two chapters this year. So I've been working in Colossians 1. Let me just show you some things that I hope will thrill your soul tonight. Yeah, memorizing Colossians 1, one verse that has really meant a lot to me, I hope it'll mean a lot to you too. What I want to do tonight is give you a sense of how rich that we are in Jesus Christ. We're so rich, it's impossible. You know, we look like paupers. We're not paupers at all. We're rich. We're just wealthy. And so, and I've memorized some other scriptures. I'm going to tell you another experience I had in a minute, because I love these experiences. You know, I can even remember sometimes when I first began to memorize certain chapters of the Bible. I can remember maybe, as where I was when I maybe started memorizing different things. These are sweet memories that we have when we in God's Word. Anyway, in Colossians 1, there's a great verse here. I'll just read this one verse talking about Jesus Christ. In verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. I just roll it over my tongue. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. But anyway, one day when I was reading that and memorizing that, it triggered me on something else that I had to come across earlier than that. Now, get this. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, in Jesus Christ. Then, I remembered over in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. But see, again, let's put these together. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And then, in John 1:16, and of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. He's a source of never-ceasing blessing to us. And so the memory I had about verse 16 is I was reading a commentary one day by William Hendrickson. He's a real good commentator. He's a combination of a brilliant mind with a real warm heart, which that's a good combination. And he said in John 1:16, and of his fullness, it's in Jesus Christ, that pleased the Father, that in him shall all fullness dwell. And then John 1:16 said, and of his fullness have we received, in that expression, grace for grace. And so what Henderson said, that preposition there, means grace in place of grace. So then he said, it's like the sea when the waves come rolling in. Because it's a lot of fun to stand by the seashore. I know a lot of you have done that. And here comes one wave, and it breaks. Then here comes another wave that breaks. And then another wave that breaks. And you just see them come in, and they never cease. And so that's the way God's blessings are. We get these blessings, and then just as soon as over the stands here, something more rolling in. And some more rolling in. And since he's such a great God, then it'll never cease. So his fullness have we received in grace for grace. Isn't that good? It's all treasured up in Jesus Christ. Now, share a few more scriptures with you. I won't be here very long. In fact, if other people want to share them, I'll be glad if you do so. But I want to put a few scriptures together that I thought about that went with this. And what we have, James 1. Let's do that one first. In James 1, because it says there, I don't think I'll turn there. I don't think I'll even remember the verses just in chapter 1. I may have to do it. Maybe I have to do it. Let's see here. I got to find that. Somehow I got to throw my script over mine. I got to grab one to get away from me, but I know what I want. I know what it is. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, coming to a variable the shadow of turning. And, of course, that's mediated through Jesus Christ. So these texts go together. It comes from the Father. But the fullness is in Jesus Christ. He mediates it to us. That's how the Father does it. So I'm going to put those three texts together again. Then I'm going to read another text. All right, look. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. That's the God-man, Jesus Christ. And then John 1:16 says, of his grace, of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. And then James tells us, that every good gift, every perfect gift from above comes down from the Father of lights, and whom is no verily near the shadow of turning. And then we go to Peter. We go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, I'm going to just read several verses. I just want one verse mainly, but I'm going to read several verses. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied. And I like that multiplied. Because when I remember, you've got to think about every word. He didn't say add, he said multiplied. You know, multiplying goes a lot faster than adding, doesn't it? You know, 2 plus 2 is 4, and 2 times 2 is 4. But then you keep on going, you get a geometric progression. You get to going pretty quick. Not arithmetic progression, a geometric progression. So grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You get this. Of these next two verses. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world through lust. So look at verse 3. We need. You know, we need spiritual blessings more than natural blessings. We've already had one brother pray tonight for physical blessings and another for spiritual blessings. And the natural blessings are very important, but even more important are the spiritual blessings. And so he said, according as his divine power had given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. The more we know about him, the more we're going to be able to draw more blessings. So we need to be in God's word constantly. Now, another scripture that goes with that, you know, this is how we're going to get these blessings, mainly through God's word. So let me go to one more New Testament scripture, then an Old Testament scripture. On this fullness, over in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul is praying a great prayer here for the saints of God in the third chapter of Ephesians. And so I'm going to read this prayer to you. I'll start in verse 14 of this wonderful prayer that Paul prayed for the people at Ephesus. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, get this, according to the riches of his glory. I love these words, riches. Just always talking about riches and exceeding and things like that. He would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of God, I mean, of Christ that passeth knowledge, get this, you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, let me go to an Old Testament scripture. We had somebody talk about this not long ago at Greg Chapel, mentioned this, and this verse came to my mind. And I had written something in my Bible, which I'll show you what it is here in Psalm 19. But God's Word is how we usually find these blessings, when God blesses them to come to our heart with power. And so, over in Psalm 119, in verse 162, this is the longest chapter in the Bible, as you know. Verse 162, get this. And almost every verse here is talking about God's Word. In fact, every verse is talking about God's Word. The whole Psalm is talking about God's Word. It's kind of an expanded version of Psalm 19. Psalm 19 talks about God's Word, the last half of it does. And Psalm 119 is kind of an expanded version of that. So if you want to see how important God's Word is, sometimes just read Psalm 19 meditatively. And I love this. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Now, what if we found a treasure chest somewhere, like a pirate treasure chest, just filled with gold or maybe jewels? We'd just be excited. And so the writer said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. And so I wrote this in my Bible, God's treasure chest. The Bible is God's treasure chest. And my prayer is we'll be able to draw from that during our meeting. Now, I'm going to read you a song. Now, I'm going to be through. If anybody wants to say anything, you'll be welcome to do it. I'll read you this song. It's a very familiar song that goes right along with what I've been talking to you about. Number 212 in the red book. I think it's 74 in the blue book. 212 is the same song, so it'll be the same. John Newton wrote this a long time ago, and he really had it. He just pegged it. So let's read this slowly and just glean from this. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. In him now, it pleased the Father, in him shall all fullness dwell. He's everything to us. He's everything to us. Ready? You know what? Let's think about it. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. By him my prayer's acceptance gained, although with sin defiled. Satan accuses me in vain, and I am owned a child. Dear name, the rock on which I build, my shield and hiding place, my never-failing treasury filled with boundless order of grace. There's that fullness. And I just love this. This may be my favorite verse. I don't know all of my favorites. This is what I thought about a lot. Jesus, my shepherd, husband, friend, my prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, except the praise I bring. Weak is the effort of my heart, and cold my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as all. And here's what we got to do. Till then I would thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath, and may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death. So I hope that we can remember this week even to draw on that fullness and remember and please the Father. In him, that all fullness dwells.